Morning, everybody.
The day began with a news conference in the law library of Attorney General Jack Conway's office. Former House Speaker Jody Richards had asked Conway to research the issue of video slots at horse tracks to see if such an expansion of gambling in the Commonwealth would require a constitutional amendment. It would not, says Conway in a 20-page advisory opinion that is not legally binding.
I want to be very specific here. What we are saying today is that the General Assembly may, in its own discretion, enact the governor's bill allowing VLTs at racetracks.
The ruling drew immediate praise from Patrick Neely of the Kentucky Equine Education Project, or KEEP.
We want to be put on a level competitive playing field. We've thought that the General Assembly could authorize this via statute, and we're pleased that the Attorney General agrees.
But David Edmonds of the Family Foundation was quick to condemn the opinion.
We believe that today's decision was not a legal one, but a political one, and we believe that it was crafted on behalf of the gambling interests.
Later, after the House and Senate met briefly to get organized, House Democrats caucused on the agenda. Besides video slots, Governor Beshear wants lawmakers to approve his budget balancing plan, some economic incentives, and a funding mechanism for major bridge projects. All four bills will go before the House Appropriations and Revenue Committee, where Chairman Rick Rand is already predicting there are enough votes for passage of the slots bill.
Yeah, I think there will be. Yeah, I haven't done a hard count, but I believe there will be. Yes.
How do you think it'll fare on the floor?
You know, I think that it has a good shot at passing.
Mr. President, Mr. Speaker.
Last night, Governor Beshear continued pitching passage of his slots bill in a 21-minute speech to a joint session of the legislature. He says cash from gaming won't just save the horse industry, it will save the jobs of those who work at the tracks.
The people who, without fame or fanfare, muck stalls, exercise horses, truck hay, paint fences, we can no more stand to lose the equine industry's 100,000 jobs and $4 billion in economic impact, then we can stand to surrender our title as the horse capital of the world.
Beshear says he and lawmakers have already proven they can work together in a bipartisan fashion for the betterment of the Commonwealth by previously addressing retirement, budget, and education problems.
We faced Kentucky's challenges head on, and we've done it together. It is time to do it again.
But after the speech, Senate President David Williams continued to criticize the governor for calling the special session. He says Beshear still hasn't provided lawmakers with specific details of his legislation.
He said, I could bore you with the facts, but I don't want to talk about the numbers here. And, you know, it's all about the numbers, the facts, and the detail, and that's what's void right now. And I hope, and I'm sure the Speaker will make sure that in the House, that especially when we're talking about a tremendous expansion of gaming, that we will talk about the numbers and not use any urban legend or any conventional wisdom. We need to talk about the facts.
All four of the governor's bills will have to clear the House Appropriations and Revenue Committee in order to reach the House floor. House committee hearings on the bills begin today. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Tony McVeigh in Frankfort.